This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the key issues that were discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate.
I move that Senate Bill number 10 with Senate Committee substitute be taken.
Tuesday evening saw time spent on Senate Bill 10, which would modify provisions relating to the minimum wage. Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville is the sponsor.
The bill allows employers to pay minor employees a rate of 85% of the minimum wage rate.
Minor in this case means under 18. During discussion, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City told her colleagues Missouri voters spoke on the minimum wage back in November.
We want a higher minimum wage with the exception of this particular age group.
Senate Bill 10 has been set aside for future talks.
I move that Senate Bill 46 and 50 with the Senate Committee substitute.
Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester sponsors Senate Bill 46 and 50, legislation that would modify several provisions relating to taxation.
We have some inconsistencies with the way sales taxes are collected.
His proposal would cut the personal income tax over several years. During floor discussion, Senator Arthur mentions this would also add collection language for online sales taxes.
We're basically going to empower an unelected bureaucrat to make these major changes to our income tax.
Senate Bill 46 and 50 has been held over for future discussion.
Senate Bill number 291 with Senate
Senator Wayne Wallingford of Cape Girardeau sponsors Senate Bill 291, a measure that seeks to modify provisions relating to emergency communication services. This comes after last year's successful passage of House Bill 1456, which became law this year.
Help clarify administrative processes and ensure that House Bill 1456 will be implemented as intended.
Senate Bill 291 was given first-round Missouri Senate approval later on Tuesday. Missouri senators sent the measure to the Missouri House of Representatives on Thursday morning.
I call this committee hearing in order.
The Missouri Senate Professional Registration Committee hears Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur present Senate Bill 336, legislation that would modify provisions relating to child care facilities.
We have known since 2002 through our audit process that the numbers of kids being allowed to be dropped off for care into an unlicensed home is unsafe.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 336. Session will resume on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.